Rookie Fever, the show that looks closely at NFL rookie values all year long.
Let's go! Let's get the show going, man.
Hurry up, hurry up!
With your hosts, Swagzilla Zero G.
We can't all be winners.
And Mike, the Feverish Fanero.
It's never in a vacuum! Nothing is in a vacuum!
The Rookie Fever Podcast.
We're just having fun and we're working, baby. That's it,
baby. Let's go. Wait, see.
Welcome back to Rookie Fever. It is mockpocalypse. Wow. Have we got a crazy mock for you tonight? Had to bring in some heavy hitters. Of course, I'm here as always with the feverish Fanero. He's got a little bit of a poker face. He's got a little bit of an idea of what's going on tonight. But we're going to introduce this show in order of draft. These guys didn't know it, but I gave them draft order based on who got here, so you get to learn who was most punctual this evening. John Lobb, you were quick to the draw, brought in the number one. Tell them a little bit about yourself really quick, where to find you.
You can find me on Twitter at GridironSkull91. I couldn't afford the A and the R. And you can find all my rookie profiles on footballdiehards.com in written format and on YouTube. Type in Rookie Big Board Channel. And you can find our video breakdowns of 40 of the top prospects. And thank you for having me on again. I think this is like my sixth or seventh time with you two fine gentlemen. So I'm very excited to be on today.
Thanks for being here. As you know, when you asked, we could not give you the money for the A and the R. And drew the number two, Skip, right behind John. Skip Newton, thanks for being here. A little bit about yourself as well.
Hey guys, excited to be here. Yeah, I'm Skip Newton at SkipNewton31 on Twitter. I'm part of the Devy team at the NFL Draft Bible on Sports Illustrated. Co-host the Devy Show with Dwight Peebles and also co-host the Devy Happy Hour with Matthew Jackson, although that just doesn't get recorded very often. But we're still there. We're still coming around. It's
just
been a
button
bit,
away. It's just a button away. Stop between. Talking about and hit record.
That's right.
Jason DiRienzo, did I say that right? No,
nailed it. Swag. You can, yeah, if you want. Got it, man. You did good.
I don't know if you like deserve the third pick because you were here and there, but we're gonna give it to you just to keep it going.
I got grandfathered into the third pick, huh? Is that how it went?
Yeah, I think so.
You can find me at DevyWatch.com. I'm part of the Devy team there at All Purpose Tea on Twitter, and I am doing the weekly Checkdown podcast with my buddy Vern Main over at Dynasty Nerd. So check that out as well.
That is awesome. Mr. Hogue.
Yo.
Before Swags. You introduce yourself, I do want to mention to you, we are using, for the first time announced, DLF Rookie Superflex ADP.
Okay.
For the mock that you guys have no freaking idea what we're doing yet.
So, hey, I thought you were about to tell us that you were using Superflex, Super Show, what did we call it? Beer-fueled Mockarama rules.
Oh, man.
Which was just an absolute S show, so.
I don't have the kid gloves for that tonight. I can't do it. I can't do it, John. We've got something else. I don't think they've heard this done before. Tell them a little bit about yourself really quick, besides the fact that you're putting together those mocks, where to find you to get in on them.
Yeah, at Superflex Dude on Twitter. And I mainly just do the startup ADP. So we'll do that at the beginning of each month. We'll wait till the NFL draft is over and start up another round of ADP mocks with NFL rookies included. And beyond that, write for DLF and host of the Superflex Super Show, Superflex Super Friday, and working my way in as a regular on Peter Howard's Dynasty Grind, and overall just trying to take all the fun out of fantasy football for people.
Taking all the fun out of fantasy.
I'm good at that. You know that.
Cheese and rice.
I hate all your favorite players. I love Aaron Rodgers.
Britt Sanders coming in last. It's not so punctual. He took the super flex wrong and went to the gym for the mock.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. I apologize about the blunder, but I figured I'd come outside so you guys lose the gym music as well. But you can find me on Twitter at @TheFFSandman. I break down all sorts of rookies just like you fine gentlemen. You can listen to my podcast at Rookie on the Rise. And then you can find my Devy content over at Devy Deep Dive and also soon to be on Fantasy Pros.
Nice.
awesome. So all of these guys have been on the show.
I got one question for Panero. One question.
What up?
I've been wanting to ask this for years now. Are we in a vacuum on this draft?
Nothing's in a vacuum! Nothing! Including us!
Not even this draft?
No!
Once you try to get out of it, it'll suck you back up. So as I mentioned, John did draw the number one pick, but it won't be that easy for you, John.
Oh, no.
So this is what we're doing. We're gonna build up all the way through this, and we are doing this mock draft in reverse order using DLF rookie ADP. So you are actually going to start this draft, John, and I think no better person for this job at the 212. I'm going to give you.
I love these looks. Everyone in the room is just like, how does that work?
Why start at the beginning when that's where we're trying to get the whole time anyway? We're just going to start at where we wanted to be. And we're going to start in the end, make this a little bit different, and we'll get to that 101.
I tried to do that on Match.com. It didn't work 20 years ago.
We'll see how this goes. So at the 212... Mr. Lobb.
Okay.
Would you prefer Superflex, Tight End Premium, John Mechie, Carson Strong, or James Cook?
That's a good question. So I have to think.
They fell to you. Your guy fell. You don't even have to worry about it in this mock draft because your guys fell to you.
Well, so I can't. There's no tight end here, which would have been a nice spot to take a tight end. So. Out of those six, I'm not
three.
A Carson
There's
Strong
only three.
Guy.
There was John.
There was
Mechie.
Only three, John.
I know.
First and last name. Just three guys.
It just feels like six.
Yeah.
I got to take one of those three, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going backwards in my thinking. Let me think out loud. This is in a vacuum.
We're throwing our planners off.
In a vacuum.
If you guys go back and listen to a Rookie Fever player profile of John Lobb, he mentions how much of a planner he is and how much he wants to know ahead of time.
So I'm going to go John Mechie.
Taking John Mechie at the 212.
I will add that to the chat.
Now, Skip, it's your turn. So then for you, Skip, you get to pick between James Cook, Carson Strong, or Wandale Robinson.
Ooh, those are interesting choices. And Superflex, John's here, so I'm feeling a little pressure. don't want to let him down for the first time.
I'm going to sprint to the podium if you don't do
but,
it.
Yeah, I'm going to...
The QB6 in this year's rookie draft based off of DLF ADP...
Consensus that is true.
Superflex dude himself.
I am gonna go with Carson Strong.
Nice
I'm gonna take
pick.
The quarterback, much to Britt's dismay.
So I'm gonna move it right along for a minute here and throw it to Jason. Do we have any Ohio State fans here?
I'm a Michigan fan, bro.
For fun for later, no.
How did you pull that off? Managed to get all these guys together and not one's an Ohio State fan? Well,
and the odds are very small on that.
Right?
So now, for you, Jason, you would be picking from Brian Robinson, Wandale Robinson, or James Cook?
Oof. Man, I'm a big fan of Wandale. I think I'm going to take Wandale Robinson on this one. I like the versatility as a receiver, as a runner, if they want to use him that way. Yeah. I'm going to take Wandale here.
So at this point in our reversed rookie draft, John, have you pulled up the ADP on this yet? Do you know that we have put the number 26 and number 25 have slid into our 24?
Yeah.
At this point of the draft.
Yep. Yep. And it looks like you're just giving me a bunch of running backs to choose from at this point, right? That's my guess.
Oh, somebody's got the ADP open.
John is planning ahead.
I don't know these players well enough otherwise. Like, I need a list of names or else I'm screwed.
I don't want it to be that easy for you, but I know you well enough to have a pretty strong idea of where you're going. Yeah. I believe, though.
Strong is already taken.
Wouldn't this give you Brian Robinson,
nice.
James Cook, or Trey McBride, tight end one. The only player you have available to you that's the top position at the player.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Okay, yeah, you made that tough. Especially because you said there's a tight end premium here, right?
Which there is.
There is not in the ADP, so there's a little bit of a hack here. And it's tough because I love taking I'm going to start taking running backs kind of in the middle of the second round in this year's draft. But I've got to go Trey McBride here, Colorado boy. And again, got the tight end premium. And to me, this is the only guy who's really going to be worth a second round or higher pick at the position.
Mm-hmm. Britt, I've got a terribly, terribly tough job for you.
Please make it my position.
So pick between Brian Robinson or James Cook.
For me, it's just Brian Robinson. I mean, we got the size, we got the production. He's a receiver, granted 5 years, and it took him 5 years to get a role, but I'm going to...
He's going to do something. Well, stand by.
Anticipation's killing us.
What you going to do, Britt?
Right now he's curling.
The initial argument is good.
He's like, I'm out.
I love the Brian Robinson pick. That would be tough for me, though, between those two, because they're neck and neck in my rankings. But I, anytime anyone picks Brian Robinson, I'm happy.
Did I cut out for all of that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Fantastic. Love that. Okay. I'm going to go Brian Robinson here just because I think he's got better size for being a three-roll down. He is a five-year senior, so I don't love that, but he's got enough size. He had a really good productive fifth-year senior season, and I think his helmet's going to get him day two draft capital. So I'm very pleased to take Brian Robinson here.
At this point, we cannot move on with James Cook, excuse me, anymore, and he has been kicked out of our top 24 ADP. And that moves us on to the feverish Fornero. Did you tell us where to find you? And
in a vacuum.
Yeah, in a vacuum.
You will be choosing between Zamir White, Christian Watson, or David Bell.
Oh, damn it. Curveball at the end. that was Zamir White all day. I have Zamir White above both Robinson and Cook. So feeling good Zamir. He's my running back four. Could be my running back three, depending on where he gets drafted, to be quite honest, and how far Spiller falls. But David Bell. I did David Bell player profile with Jason down there in the lower left-hand corner, and boy, did he get me excited about David Bell. I remember him telling me that David Bell, if he fell to the 2-3, 2-4, 2-5 area, the guy would be like excited as hell, and I have him here possibly at 207. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna go David Bell.
All right.
Nicely Bell. Done, Mike.
So at this point, I need you guys as a group to pick. You have to get rid of either Zamir White or Christian Watson.
Watson. Get rid of him. Yep. Watson, gone.
I thought that's the way it would go.
Shouldn't even be on the list.
Nope.
Wow.
I'm anti-Watson, dude.
So, and they're not coming back in to the top 24, but James Cook or Christian Watson?
James Cook.
I would agree. So, we are back to Mr. Lobb.
So, what number am I now? Can you review?
206. Yeah, sure. We got... John Lobb went with Mechie at the 212, at 211, Carson Strong, 210, Wandell Robinson, 209, Trey McBride, 208, Brian Robinson, 207, David Bell.
Okay.
All these guys just keep falling to you, John.
206, there should be some nice value there. What are you giving to him, Swags?
Zamir White, Sky Moore, or Jahan Dotson?
Easy peasy, Sky Moore. Wow. Not
easy,
even a
peasy,
thought in
lemon
my mind.
Squeezy.
I like it, John.
I love Sky Moore, man.
Yeah, me too.
I'm in. Chips are in the table, baby.
He seems to be moving up a little bit too, just in the community. You hear a lot more about him. He's wide receiver 8 currently, according to that beautiful DLF ADP. Do you think he moves up with the right landing spot?
I envision Skip will like this. He looks like a Viking in the second round, man. He with Adam Thielen, Justin Jefferson, and Sky Moore in the middle. That'd be nasty. With Irv Smith and Tyler Conklin at tight end, that's a nasty little offense they'd be putting together for Kirk Cousins there.
I could live with that. That'd be all right.
I mean, yep.
That'd be all right.
And what is Thielen now? 32? Isn't it Thielen pretty? He's up there now, right?
Yeah, yeah, we talked about this landing spot, actually, and we talked about how he would almost naturally become like a Thielen replacement.
Yeah, that's why I think they could spend second-round draft capital on a wide receiver. Yeah. Makes a little sense.
So, John, I'm going to give you your opportunity to maybe come back and get your running back here, should you so choose to. And you would be picking between – or wait, did we go to Jason?
No, no, we're on Skip right now.
No, we're on Skip.
Jeez, get Skip with it.
So, Skip, you're going to get everything that I was giving to John.
Yeah.
And you're going to get to pick between Zamir White and Jahan Dotson.
I'm going to take Zamir
White. Or wide receiver 7.
Zamir White. I think he is one of those guys that has the potential to come in and be that running back that can just take over a backfield if he's given the opportunity. The knee injuries in college are a concern, but I think if he gets the draft capital, then that tells me that the NFL teams have done their due diligence on those injuries and they're confident enough with him. And I think at 205, that'd be a steal. So I'll go Zamir White.
All right.
Jason's up.
Now it's to Jason.
Still not John.
Still not John. We're two away.
So, Jason, you will be picking between Jahan Dotson, Rashad White, or Desmond Ridder.
Oh, he threw the QB in there.
Yeah, finally.
He threw the QB in there. That's value at 204 QB.
QB5 or Rashad White, RB4.
A lot of buzz about Jahan Ridder going in the first round. A lot of buzz.
The national media is convinced he's going in the first round.
Yeah. Don't you have to draft one here at 204?
No, I'm not going to because I don't buy it. I can't do it. This is
he
a tough
thought
one
about it.
Between
thought
Dotson
about it.
And White. I thought about it for a second. And I was like, I'm not going to be an idiot here. I don't believe in Ridder. But I am going to go. I'm going to go with a better player on this portion of it. I'm going to go with Dotson here. I think Dotson could possibly go first, early second. That type of draft capital tells me he's going to get opportunity early on where I have no idea where White's going. If he can land on a team with a solidified starter, I don't want to deal with that. So I'm going Dotson.
All right. So now we'll really pull at John's heart a little bit because we're going to – I know you like your running backs in the rookie drafts.
Yep.
And we all know you like to get super flexy. So you get to pick between Rashad White. You already probably know you're looking at your ADP. Rashad White, Desmond Ridder, or we'll give you Sam Howell as well.
Oh, man. Yeah, you made this tough because I'm with Jason on Ridder. I don't see an NFL starter. Way too much of a project still, so. But Sam Howell's a different story. I think I've got to go with him. I think I mean it's going to be landing spot dependent, but that's a guy who could end up in a position where he could potentially start by the end of year one.
Yeah.
Right.
Swag, if you gave me Sam Howell, I probably would have taken Sam Howell. So that's a good pick, John.
He didn't fall to you.
I know. I'm just saying. If you presented it,
John snagged on the pick before you got a chance.
Yes, he did.
This is so confusing going backwards. you got sniped without knowing it.
Reverse sniped.
Yes, reverse snipage.
So let me ask you guys this. I'm really curious on how you guys feel. Would you rather have Desmond Ridder or James Cook?
Ridder. Because he in a super flex, he's going to get drafted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Still the same. Would you guys agree we cannot allow Desmond Ridder to move up in our ADP any, and we're going to stick him here at 10? And then the next position, I would be stealing Britt's pick.
What? My pick. I like picks.
He's outside ready to make his pick. Come on.
I'm out here cold. Right. Just a poor guy making a mistake, and you guys are beating up on me.
So... Off the treadmill, pick between Desmond Ridder, Sam Howell, or Rashad White.
He can't have Sam Howell. Sam Howell just drafted.
Sam Howell just went.
Oh.
I'll double down on Sam Howell, bro.
this isn't a player double copy league.
Double copy.
All right, one more time.
So Desmond Ridder or Rashad White?
I'll go Rashad White here. I know we're questioning his draft capital, but I mean, his receiving profile was fantastic. He's a suitable enough runner to be a first and second down back, and he's got the size to be three down. So I'll take what he has to offer over the off chance that Desmond Ridder is what everyone wants Jordan Love to be.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
I like it. Feverish, would you agree that we cannot allow, though, Desmond Ridder to go into our top 12 and he would be going up against George Pickens?
How many times has he been passed up?
That's what I'm saying.
I think you've cut other players.
You don't
for less.
Get to pick. You don't yeah, get to out. Pick is what I'm saying.
Desmond Ridder's out. Okay.
Rashad White got to move up. Actually, we so moved Rashad
gonna,
White.
You're just going to make my pick, and, Pickens?
Yeah. Well, I made Brits Desmond Ridder and yours Rashad White.
Interesting.
Yep.
Like he, Twilight Zone.
In a weird way, Britt told us who to put at 201 instead of 202.
Got it.
Britt still picked it. So now we will go into round one. It'll be a little bit different, very much the same, though. Very much the same.
What the hell does that mean?
I've got ideas. I've got ideas. I don't know if they'll come into play, but... Quick opportunity here before we get into the next round. Not going to talk about it a lot, but do go check out Dynasty Nerds. Use promo code FEVER, save 15% on that. Awesome site. Go on and on and on about it forever. That is all I'm going to say about it tonight, though.
That was a quick promo.
John's losing his shit over there. It's called a 5-second teaser, John. That's a real thing in advertising. It's a 5-second teaser. I am tickled by his teaser.
Tried to tell my wife that. She didn't go for it.
Oh, man.
At least she got a teaser, though.
Alrighty.
So, John, you will be picking between now to start round one, George Pickens and Isaiah Spiller both fell to you here, and you get to have one of them.
Oh.
I like that sound.
So hard. Ooh. I'm going to go with my board. I'm going to go Isaiah Spiller. I have him higher. I think the upside's there. So I'm in my Super 60 Super Flex, I have Spiller higher. So I'll stay with Spiller here.
I feel like he's started to gain a little buzz as well.
There are people defending him. A lot. There are people who really like him.
Is that
him.
Buzz? He's like, well, there's people defending him, sure.
No, but for a while it seemed like his value crashed, right? Like people were like, he's terrible. Now all of a sudden there are people like, no, he's good. Don't worry about the 40. So yeah, I think his value is kind of bouncing back.
I feel like that happens. That happens a lot.
The farther we get away from the combine, people forget or don't
people forget that. And then also, like, if you trash on a player long enough, you start to like him.
Skip. You will be picking between George Pickens, who maybe fell to you even up because he was 112 ADP. Now you'd be getting him at 111. Matt Corral or George Pickens? Nope. Matt Corral, Kenny Pickett, or George Pickens?
Oh, that's a lot of picking.
I'm gonna have to go with Pickens. I think his upside is a lot higher than some people realize. And man, I think he's going to go higher than what we think. I mean, he could slip into the end of the first round for all we know, but otherwise he could be that guy that we know, you know, after the first round is done and we've all kind of relaxed and we got the whole next day to think about the start of round two, he just goes right away in the beginning of round two. And I'm a fan of Pickens. His stats aren't that great because he played at Georgia and they don't throw to wide receivers. So I'm fine with that.
I just saw someone like a respected analyst, national media, had Pickens number one on his board. And he said that Pickens is going in the first round. I was shocked. I was stunned. But that's what he said. I can't remember now. I just saw it like within the last 3 days. He absolutely is in love with Pickens.
So, Jason, I want to ask you your question a little bit of a different way here.
Oh, no.
Same idea. Same. You have the same control of the show as I've given you throughout, which is not much. But...
Sweat.
Flags is killing himself.
Who,
I know.
Who do you like
control
least of the two? Kenny Pickett or Matt Corral? Like, who Pickett. Should we leave
Easily
here?
Pickett.
So we leave Kenny Pickett behind, and you would have favored Matt Corral for your actual pick?
Absolutely.
So I want that to reflect in the ADP a little bit for now that we're getting a little earlier here with and especially from the positional standpoint.
Are you sending these results to DFL to add to the ADP?
Yeah, I know, right?
We need a reverse super flex.
Well, Swags worries about ADP, but throws players completely off the.
Well, we did just change it by one. What I would suggest here to the listeners and maybe to Jason is he gets involved in some of those mocks and helps fix that ADP because we do have the opportunity to do that. And you don't have to adhere to that value. You can be a part of it and fix it. So let's get Matt Corral's value where we think it should be because Jason's a smart guy.
So am I filling in Matt Corral for Jason?
Is that what's happening?
Is that what's happening, Swags?
No.
Oh.
No. So, oh, well, that would be Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett.
Reset! I'm completely lost!
He picked Kenny Pickett. And then
so Jason told everybody who's listening who he preferred, which was Matt Corral, just so it's very clear, and therefore he gets awarded Kenny Pickett.
Yes.
This is the best mock ever, man. As
Matt Corral didn't fall
control
to him.
Matt Corral didn't the fall to him because
I felt like the ADP for the listeners was more important than Jason having who he wanted.
Got it.
Swags, did you do this on purpose on 420? That was going on here?
That's what I was just
yes,
saying.
Yeah, I think right. That's what happened. That's what I
was if it wasn't 420, this would be weird.
it just always falls this way.
And I think your game effectively eliminated quarterbacks for John picking next.
I think Swags just pulled the ultimate power play as the commissioner here.
Swags, you want to finish this mock, buddy?
This is my mock.
I'm confused.
You
I have
do
to get caught
as
up.
I say.
So then Jason picked. So now we're on John.
Yep.
And John would end up picking between Matt Corral.
Because
he can't fall. He won't fall to Jason.
Yes, he won't.
So do you want the guy that I want or that I don't want? Like,
so you're going to pick...
You'll pick between Matt Corral.
Okay. Reverse psychology time here.
Jameson Williams, excuse me, or Chris Olave?
Okay, so again, like, there's a guy that I actually want out of that group. How do I end up with him on my roster? Like, what do I have
to
say?
That is a great question, John.
Oh.
You don't.
John, you don't.
Well, to be fair, I let Jason know what he was doing. He just didn't know what he was doing.
Oh. No idea. Oh.
So you're safe.
All right. So
yeah, I think you're safe, John. Go for it.
If I actually say the words Matt Corral, yeah, that's who I'll get. Sweet. Correct. Let's do it. Let's do it. Give
I'm
me the quarterback.
To understand. No, I'm not.
So now you understand, Swag.
Silly thing to say, Panera. Silly
Swag,
thing to say.
Can I ask a question? Is Matt Corral allowed to be picked right now? Is he picked?
Yeah.
Yes.
This was picked. He will not
look at John.
Fall
look how
Jason.
Happy John is.
Did it. We made it.
No.
Panero, you are not so lucky.
I'm not next.
You're not? What are you gonna be next?
British.
Next.
108 is Brit. 108 is Brit. And he looks like okay. He's home and ready.
Brit already drove home.
I had to get into my office for this shit because it's going wild.
He understands the rules. Like, if you're not at home or if you're in transit, you don't get your pick. That's another thing you
Brit,
don't know.
I need you to eliminate an Ohio State wide receiver, and that would be Jameson Williams, Garrett Wilson, or Chris Olave.
Literally nothing would make me happier than to eliminate Chris Olave.
Nice pick. So you picked Chris Olave there.
I view this as a sacrificial sword. I'm going to fall one on here so you guys can enjoy the good players.
Ooh.
Well, they just didn't fall to you.
In this mythological
or day, and I just incepted them to. This is a mock inception.
I asked you which one you didn't want, and it made me feel like it was important to you that we stuck him here and didn't let his ADP rise above Jameson Williams or Garrett Wilson.
Like I said, I had to take one for the team to ensure that he didn't have an inflated ADP, and we let drafters go astray after the draft. It's just our moral obligation.
To be fair, I thought I was on Finero, too.
No, Finero's up there.
I thought I was in Asgard and Swag was Loki. So I got lots of problems.
Did you say Asgarden or Asgard?
Asgard.
No, there's 100%. That was pure Asgard. That's what that was.
He said Asgarden. You said an Asgarden.
So, Finero, you will be picking between Jameson Williams.
Yeah,
Jameson Williams. Garrett Wilson or Drake London?
Oh, Garrett Wilson all day. Everybody in the room is going to say Garrett Wilson.
Okay. So that is skewed a little. And then we'll go back to John for Jameson Williams. Who do you like less, actually? Jameson Williams?
Why, John? Why?
Or Drake London?
Why?
Jameson Williams.
It's a trap.
Let's take him off the board.
All right. I think that was.
Is that okay, Loki?
It's okay.
All right, I got Loki's approval.
It's all right. And now we're going to go back to Skip. Skip, this is what you get for you.
All right.
The number one overall pick. And you get to pick between Breece Hall, Kenneth Walker, Malik Willis, Treylon Burke, or Drake London.
So I somehow jumped to the 101?
He's the 105. Oh, okay. You were the 105. You are now the 101. Skip, go.
Yep.
I'll take Breece Hall. I think he's clearly my RB1 now, and I think he's the safest player, and I'm grabbing him, even though it's a super flex league. Taking it was a
decent trade up to the 101, would you say?
Yeah, nice trade.
Yeah, I executed that without effort. That
what did you have to give up for?
Why did I not get a trade up?
I'm not you got your least favorite wide receiver. That's what you got back in your ass garden.
I don't know. You took Jameson Williams, I thought.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, 106.
Skip this Jedi mind trick swags. That's the only
sense. So then this brings us to Jason, who showed up to our draft third, and you would be picking two overall.
Whoa, 102, Jason.
Kenneth Walker is in consideration for this pick, or is it slam dunk Malik Willis?
No, I think Kenneth Walker is in consideration here. Absolutely. And honestly, I'd probably be taking Walker here. I want one of these running backs, and it's not a deep group, so I'm taking Walker.
Kenneth Walker, 102.
John, he fell to you.
Yeah.
Some would say, if you're picking at 103, I mean, you might have actually picked this way if we were still going in reverse order and I gave you Breece Hall, Kenneth Walker, or Malik Willis. I don't even know if you'll do it now, but you'll be picking at the 103 between Malik Willis, Treylon Burke, or Garrett Wilson. Oh, no.
Garrett Wilson's already picked.
Wilson, Drake London, Treylon Burks.
I'll,
did I confuse you? I can repeat that. Malik Willis, Treylon Burke.
Yeah.
Sounds like I got
for all love of God, no.
I'm fascinated by this whole thing. Like, we're going to Ahmad Bradshaw just fall ass backwards into some actually pretty good ADP here, I think. I'll take Malik Willis for that reason. It would have been really tough if I had to choose between Kenneth Walker and Malik Willis at this point. You guys know I'm a quarterback guy, but
yeah, I like hearing that.
I am just not sold on Malik Willis. Yeah, so Jason, scary, right? Another favor there by
I'm with you, John.
Diving on the grenade.
Which so brings us to Britt, and Britt would be picking between Treylon Burke or Drake London?
Woo! Oh my god, this is the 104, right?
I'm exceptionally happy here. I finally get to choose someone that I want to choose, and I'm not going to get incepted out of not choosing to choose for other people. I'm going to go Drake London here. I know that some people are concerned about his contested catches. I'm not really understanding why that's a bad thing, but apparently it is this year, as is his apparent lack of separation, which, again, don't really see. But, hey, we each peel a carrot differently. I just think, given what he was able to do in the 2021 season, was really impressive. And then what he was able to kind of put together in 2019 and 2020 while also playing basketball, I think, is room for excitement. And I'm very excited to lead the draft with at least one guy I'm really excited about.
And some amazing ADP, Britt. That's what you said was most important when you got here.
Listen, I have been grooming like 35 pre-draft rookie mocks first two rounds, so I'm all about the ADP.
Love it. Yeah, we've got a few people here always throwing out the mocks. You're putting up the mocks. I know John Hogue's doing it, and Fenero, you're doing it a lot too. You push them a lot over the weekend. So look for those mocks. Hop in them. That leaves us to you, Mr. Feverish Fenero. Have you figured out who you're picking here?
Treylon Burks, please.
That's a pretty nice fall.
Yeah, 6'2", 224 pounds. Probably the most upside of any wide receiver. But,
I was almost surprised, honestly, that Britt went that way. Like, is that debatable at all between the group here?
I won't draft Drake London over Burks.
I would. I'll take Burks. Yeah.
Jason, can you tell me, because I'm very interested, especially the way you evaluate wide receivers, why you like Drake London a little bit more than Burks?
I have a better picture of what Drake London can be than Treylon Burks. I think with London, I've seen the release moves. I've seen how he is within his route stem. You know, the contested catches, I'm fine with. I've seen him make enough of those. I think he can separate on those underneath routes where I have my question marks with Treylon Burks that he has to be put in the right system, because I didn't see a lot of release against press or man. He was more of a versatile type of player, and that concerns me a little bit as far as the amount of check marks I can make as I'm doing my evaluation. So Burks might have the most upside, but I have the most comfort in taking a guy like London.
I also think it's worth mentioning that Burks haven't seen a snap percentage out wide in over 25% in a year, and he was being billed as this athletic specimen, and he just really failed to outperform that. So I question his actual upside in a fantasy spectrum, especially since he's going to go to Dallas, and then it's rock, paper, scissors for who gets the slot role between C.D. Lamb and Treylon Burks.
I like the premonition.
Yeah, right? He is going to Dallas. It's like,
and a landing spot.
Yeah, I like it.
I appreciate you guys all being here enough. I know Feverish does as well. Let's get you all out of here. Sign out. Tell them where to find you. Throw some quick advice at them if you wish. And we'll get out of here. Start with you, John. John Lobb.
In draft order.
I didn't want to upset the balance of the draft.
Should we go reverse order?
Oh, jeez.
So,
I'm so confused. Anybody want to trade picks for an outro?
You can find me on Twitter at GridironSkull91, everyone. And for the ninth year in a row, my rookie profiles are up on footballdiehards.com. Check them out. And for the third year in a row, my teammate Matt Hicks and I did the rookie big board on YouTube for 8 to 11 minute video breakdowns and analysis of the top 40 rookies.
Those are awesome. Quick hitting, like you said, 11 minutes, just boom.
Thank you.
Love
thank
it.
You.
Appreciate you, John.
And thank you for having me on, gentlemen.
Absolutely. Thanks for being on.
Mr. Skip Newton.
Hey, yeah, I want to say thanks again, guys. It was a lot of fun. I mean, this is a blast. At Skip Newton 31 on Twitter, do the Devy Show for the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network and Sports Illustrated, also one of the Devy team writers. Devy and Dynasty rankings there as well, and then the Devy Happy Hour. And my advice is enjoy the draft. We've been waiting a long time. Everybody is probably a little bit sick of draft talk, and they're ready for this thing. So, man, just enjoy the 3 days and have fun with it, and enjoy your rookie drafts. It's going to be fun.
Love that advice.
Push those rookie drafts out quick. Quickly. Jason.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on. Always a blast. This has been pretty crazy, and I actually appreciate that. But yeah, you can find me on Twitter at All Purpose Scout, DevyWatch.com. We have our DevyWatch 2022 guide that's coming out where we profile a bunch of different college players, full analytics, scattering reports. That'll be coming out between May 1st, May 9th. Transfer Portal is killing us right now, trying to keep up with it all. So we want to make sure it's all crazy. Accurate and ready to go. It's insane. And then my advice to you guys is just sometimes good players are good players and don't overthink it.
Nice.
Yeah, sometimes it's just that simple.
Yeah.
Superflex dude.
Superflex dude. At Superflex dude on Twitter. And
join those mocks. Let's fix the ADP.
Please do. Yeah, jump in. Again, those are their startup Superflex Dynasty mocks, creating that startup ADP that we've got at DLF. And to me, it's the best in the business. And it's because we've got sharp drafters. So jump in and help us make it look even better, especially once we get those rookies in. I think there's definitely a little bit of a void as far as trying to figure out where do the rookies slot in relative to the veterans. So, and then beyond that, for a piece of advice, I don't think it's too late to trade 2022s for 2023s yet.
Oh, how early? Like, how early do you want out?
104 and later. I'm kind of over this rookie class.
Just any random? Just
yeah, boom. I'll take a random 2023.
Everybody?
I don't blame you, John. I agree.
Yeah.
Nobody push you back.
I'm wanting to do that right around 8 or 9. I want to stay.
Yeah, I think about 6.
Stay until that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a drop off for sure.
Definitely like glad in the spot the rookie drafts where I moved up early, because it doesn't seem as easy to move up now as you could a little bit back then. Britt, appreciate you being here. This is the first time I've ever got to share the mic with you. Tell them everything about you. I don't know where you work out, but you got there quick and got home somehow to... This is weird. This is as weird as the show.
It's almost as if he did the show backwards. He's now in the studio and started off with extracurricular activities.
Yeah, I guess I'm just doing my best to really encapsulate the spirit of this show. Despite my brain bust, you can find me on Twitter at @BFFSandman. You can find my rookie vows via podcast on Rookie on the Rise. Just trying to be like you fine gentlemen here over here on the Rookie Fever. I would be remiss to remind anybody and everybody that May 22nd, we're going to have a Devi Summit. And I know this isn't a rookie related, but it kind of helps. It's a 6-hour pod-a-thon. It's going to be Rookie Big Board, Campus Ken, the Devi Deep Dive. And it's going to be a charity event where all proceeds are going to go to the Ukrainian refugees. So stop by, hang out, come shoot some chat with Debbie-related things, and come help a really good cause. Thank you guys so much for having me on. Hopefully I've impressed enough to come back again despite a unique background and audio quality.
Hey, it makes us all sound better. So the welcome mat is there. Appreciate you being here. Feverish.
Yeah, guys, thanks. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. I know everybody's time is valuable, and we all, most of you have done a profile with us, and I want to thank you for that as well. The profiles are a big hit this season, just like they were last season. And I'm sure we'll have most, if not all of you, back to do one next season for sure. So thanks for that. And to our listeners, thanks for listening. And Swags, thanks for putting this together. I liked not being part of the show prep. That was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I'm kind of disappointed. I thought this was going to be longer and we'd get 2 shows out of it. So next year, we'll see what we can do. Appreciate you all. I know your time is important, so we will get you out of here. I am at Swagzilla0G. This is at Rookie Fever, and we are out. Yeah, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. Rookie Fever. When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. In the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you're gone on a treat you ride. Rookie fever, when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever.
isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago now.
Who got the 101 scouting? It's never done this stupid fool and run. I told you anyone. Size and speed just on real landing spot. Not ideal. Wait, what's this breakout? A full rookie fever stage.
Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he pulled his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. I'll give a fever. When we kiss it, fever with our flame in you. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for soon.
Got the fever, cause I got the fever. Now you got the fever, so she got the fever, and he got the fever. No cure for the fever, so let's feed the fever. Thank God for the fever.
Thank God for the fever.
Now you got the fever.
What a lovely way to burn.
Now you got the fever. Now you got the fever.